Welcome back to Radio Row, Super Bowl 54. Anthony Rothman with the man from the Jags, the historical draft pick, the first draft pick of the Jags, Tony Boselli. Good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This is a great time. I know you're Westwood One lead analyst. You've been doing it for a long time, and we'll hit you right between the eyes. You got to lean on this game. You got to feel because it seems
I know.
Like
usually I like this by this time of the week. I got my like who I think's gonna win. I got to fit. You know, I kind of got my story together. I can't make my mind up. It changes daily because I think these two teams are so close. And I think it's fascinating. If strength against strength, that defensive line, that defense for the 49ers going against Patrick Mahomes and the most explosive offense in football. I mean, who can win that battle? I think the defensive line against the offensive line, 49ers versus Chiefs, is critical because if the front four, if they can go play coverage with seven and get four, pressure with four against Mahomes, that changes this game. And so I think it's a coin flip. Mm-hmm. Like flip a coin, and that's where this thing's going to come out. I probably am leaning towards the Chiefs just slightly because of the Mahomes factor. I mean, he's the best quarterback in football, and I think when games are really close, go with the quarterback who has the edge. And I think Garoppolo is a very good player, but there's no one like Mahomes right now.
You know, it's interesting to hear you say that, and certainly I think most people agree with that. It's tough to wrap your mind around picking against Mahomes because he can make everything happen. But since you played the position at the highest level and one of the best to ever do it, put yourself in the cleats of Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz for me against this Niner defensive line. It's almost like you got to be a sprinter to get out there to make sure they don't get to your quarterback, right?
Well, yeah, you have a different guy. I mean, D Ford's the real speed guy. Okay. So that's, you know, you're playing against him. You want to make sure you get some depth off the ball and take away the angle. You're not worried about power there as much, but he has a good up and under move, whether it's just the straight inside rip move or a good spin move. But he's more finesse, and so you got to play that. The rest of that defensive line is a powerful group, especially Nick Bosa, who has a great bull rush power move. So Eric Fisher's going to have to be ready. He's going to have to do a good job being very sound, meaning get off the ball, be square, take the angle away, and don't get too aggressive trying to stop the bull, because if you start leaning, he has a really good hand slap, will get on the edge and be on your corner a second. So it's a power game against Bosa. He's really an every-down player, very good against the run as well. And we haven't even talked about the two guys who are, you know, the trees at 6'7", Eric Armstead and DeForest Buckner, mm-hmm. both long, both powerful. We'll give a challenge. Armstead will play outside in first and second down. Will come inside on third down. So they have four guys that can affect the quarterback. I think Bose is the best of them just because he has the best power. And he's the one that, you know, you're going to have to change up your sets. You know, short set him sometimes, give him some different looks, get off the ball, deep set him. So, but you got to be ready to handle the power because that's where it starts with him.
Talking with the five-time Pro Bowler at tackle, Tony Boselli with us here on Carpenter and Rothman. So, all right, so if you're Mahomes, you can get out of anything, right? At least you feel you can. Is there a strategy, though, for Andy Reid to try to offset that pressure a little bit?
Yeah, I think you have to give him some different looks. I think, you know, line up, you know, Kelsey and Bell, their other tight end, mm-hmm. in the wing position and chip on the way out, take a shot at him. You know, you can run a running back at the edge and take a little speed off of him, you know, screen him, set up the screen to make him start thinking about maybe some draws at him, try to, you know, cut him early in the game to get him thinking about his legs, you know, as you peel back on the screen game. I mean, on the zone game. So you got to change the looks, especially early, because you don't want Bosa and these guys getting the rhythm. Where defensive linemen and the ends are really dangerous is when they feel it early and they get in the rhythm and they just – have a sense of what's coming, and they have the timing down. You have to disrupt that when you're playing the 49ers. You have to do it early, I think.
The story's pretty well documented. In a couple days or day, you might hear the call, right, from the Hall of Fame. It's I know it's out there. I know it's been around for a while. Is this a time where you put it out of your mind, or is it as anxious as it's been over the last several times?
Well, it's impossible when guys like you are asking me about it.
I know. I guess before you sat down, Tony, I brought up this stupid thing.
No. The Hall of Fame. I think about it. Yeah. I mean, now I don't want to get a phone call, because the phone call, they tell you you're not in. You want to
really?
You get a knock on the door. So they tell you where to be in the hotel and be in your room and everything else. And if you're a Hall of Famer, they come knock on your door. And so I'm hoping that the knock comes this year. I got a phone call the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's one of those things. There's some anxiety, for me at least, because you have no control over it.
Right.
Like, at least, like, when I played football, I'd be anxious to go into a football game. I'd be nervous and everything else because you want to do well. It's important to you. I mean, usually things that are important, you have some nerves about it. But at least I felt like I could go impact it and control it and kind of handle it. This is a scenario where I sit back and wait. Yeah. And I don't do great with that. And so the anxiety will build through this week, through Saturday, and then I find out Saturday afternoon. And believe in the best, though.
Absolutely, and we're rooting for you. And I think it must mean a lot to you, even though they don't have a vote, that a lot of your peers and players that you played against and with are so much leading the brigade and saying this guy did it as better or as good as any of the Hall of Famers.
Yeah, that's pretty special. I mean, having guys you played against and your peers talking – in a manner like they have about my career and what, you know, playing against me and where I stack and kind of the history of the game of offensive tackles is, you know, pretty high honor all by itself. And hopefully, you know, the voters hear that, listen to that. I think offensive line is a tough position.
Sure.
Because there's no stats, really. It's kind of like you have to watch it. You have to kind of – you see it and you know it. That's a Hall of Famer. That's not. And so – you know, hopefully that was enough to get him over the top.
It's when the other greats don't have stats against you. I think those,
that was good.
Those are your stats.
Yeah,
your stats are when Bruce Smith has a goose egg.
Yeah.
Or that's what you have to claim.
Yeah, and that's all you can do. Yeah. And even that's tough because, you know, I've always said, and even though my numbers are good in this area, you know, how many sacks you give up. That's really a bad stat to look at because – tell me what system they play in.
Right.
You know, tell me what they're asked to do. Are they by themselves a lot or they get help? They slide. I mean, there's so many different things that go into it. Is it a quarterback? There's a 7-step drop that's going to hold the ball. That's harder compared to a 3 or 5-step drop. So you have all these different things. And a lot of times I'll watch guys and they say, oh, he gave up a sack. I'm like, you know, he played 70 snaps against a guy, kicked his butt for 69 of them. You're telling me that one play is going to dictate what you feel about that player? I don't buy it. So, and that's why it's so hard with the offensive line. And that's why I guess I understand when the voters are trying to figure this out. It's not as easy as maybe sometimes we want to make it.
Well, maybe if more of idiots like me talk about it, maybe eventually the dam breaks through. The right ears get it, and we're hoping. All right, so you're leaning KC.
Yeah.
I know you're on the broadcast. Can I pin you down to a score?
Oh, gosh. I can't even tell you who's going to win. You want me to give you a score? All right, I'll give you a score. I'm going to say 27. Oh, gosh. If Kansas, I'll give you two. If Kansas City wins, it's going to be 38, you know, 24 type of game.
Okay.
If San Francisco wins, it'll be 27-24.
You got them both covered. I love it. Exactly. KC over, San Fran under. I feel it. Tony Boselli, Jaguar legend and hopefully a future Hall of Famer.
Thank you very much.
Great visiting with you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. That is Tony Boselli, Carpenter and Rothman, live from Radio Row, brought to you by Maloney and Novotny and Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.